Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're reading from Hebrews chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, O God, for the revelation, for the knowledge that you are God and there is no other. You are the only true and living God. Oh, Lord God, you have all power, all seeing, and you're all knowing and omnipresent all at the same time. You are our strength. You are our provider. You are our keeper. You are our deliverance. You are Lord and you are God. Lord God, we thank you today. We thank you for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace, your unmerited favor. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you praise and we honor you, Lord God, for the great and mighty things that you've done for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the healing that you've formed in our lives, for the breakthroughs and the breakouts, Lord God, that you've formed and that are taking place even right now in the earth realm. Lord God, we give you glory, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing in the midst of our relationships, in our communities, in our families, on our jobs, in our spirit, Lord God. Oh, my God, we just thank you right now. Lord, we give you glory. Oh, we give you glory for this great salvation, Lord God, that you've given to us. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given up on any of us. Oh, Lord, but you are constantly in pursuit of all of us to align us and to realign us and to position us and reposition us and to get us ready for your coming. Lord God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing forth salvation with your mighty hand. Oh, God, and we thank you for the things that you are yet to do, the things that are coming to pass. Even right now, we give you glory, oh, God. Oh, my God, you deserve the glory. Hallelujah, and my hallelujah, it belongs to you and you alone. Lord, we thank you right now. We ask, oh, God, as we go forth in the reading of the Word of God on today, Lord, that you bless our hearing and our sight, oh, God, that we see and know and understand. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your Word. Give us revelation, Lord God, from on high. Teach us, Lord God, what we ought to know, what we ought to grasp from the words that are being read on today. What should we come away with? Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit enlighten us today, God. Oh, Lord, that we walk away sad, that we go forth through our day hearing the voice of the Lord, hallelujah, and your revelation as you speak to us and as you tell us what you would have us to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us, Lord. Even right now, bless us, heal us, and deliver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, for the great and mighty things that he has done. We're reading from Hebrews chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, set down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not fail. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. For he has not put the world to come, of which we speak into angels. But one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you have mind, you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, I am here. Here I am, and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. The Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you at thus. Beware. Excuse me. Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confession steadfast to the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that he would not enter into his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. Therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Since, therefore, it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience, again he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have been of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us, therefore, be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help time of need. I have read and you have heard from Hebrews chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I will repeat those words that were spoken, amen, by the Apostle Paul in the book of Hebrews. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
even as they did in the rebellion. In the wilderness, the people of God hardened their heart against the Lord, and they did not heed the words of the Lord, and they did not choose the life that he had was offering to them. Instead, they chose to make an idol in the midst of the wilderness, a golden calf that had no power, that could not speak, that could not lead them at all. But he was offering them, amen, leadership and guidance and a relationship with the living God. He is offering us the same thing once again, leadership and guidance and a relationship with the living God. He is offering us salvation. And Jesus himself came to reconcile our relationships back into right fellowship with the Lord. And today, if you will hear his voice, and do not harden your heart, but hear the voice of the Lord speaking to your heart on today and knocking on the door of your heart. Let him in on today. Allow salvation to enter in. Amen. Because he is knocking. He is in fast pursuit of each and every one of us to align us and realign us with his spirit, to align us in a right relationship with us, with him. Glory to God. And with all men, you will find that when your relationship is truly right with the Lord, then your relationship will be right with all men, even if they don't understand you, even if their relationship won't be right with you, but yours will be right with them. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. His name is Jesus, and he is the author and the finisher of our faith, the pioneer and the perfecter of our souls. He is the one that brings salvation on today. He did that thousands of years ago. Amen. He came set us free and make us free indeed. He came to offer us life, amen, that we did not have before that time. He came to reconcile our relationship back to the Father, amen, because we were living in an alienated state. He came so that we were alienated no more and we can go boldly to the throne of grace. Glory to God, and obtain mercy and find grace to help us when we are in need. Amen. We're all in need at one time or another. All of us in need of God's salvation. All of us in need of his direction. All of us in need of his instruction. All of us in need of healing of our bodies, of our minds, of our souls at one time or another. All of us have the same needs. All of humanity we are all a part of the same condition, and we have the same needs, maybe not at the same time, but our needs still are the same. And Jesus, hallelujah, he is the answer to all of our need. Amen. We give him glory and honor and praise on today. Amen. The word lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Don't be deceived. Don't choose a substitute. Don't be bamboozled. Amen. Jesus is the only one that saves. There is salvation in no other. No other. No other. I don't care what name has been presented to you, how eloquent it sounded, or how charismatic the speaker or preacher may have been. The only one that brings salvation is Jesus. Don't be fooled. It is a trick of the enemy. The same enemy that tricked Adam and Eve out of their inheritance is the one that's trying to trick you out of yours. Jesus came that you might be a partaker of that inheritance once again. Don't allow the enemy to trick you out of your inheritance. Amen. Jesus came to bring life, and that more abundantly. And we give him honor and we give him praise on today. God bless the name of the Lord. We honor him. Amen. And we praise him. To Jesus, I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.